Chapter 54. Ron wasn't sure how to say goodbye, and so he figured that it would take care of itself. Muriel Bowser had been easy. She thought it would be an opportunity for him, and thought things would work out or not at Mountain Oak. Either way, she was just about ready for this phase of her life to be over. Rufus did not object. He would probably get word to the Mulvaneys that he had taken care of their dissatisfaction with Dr. Tuck. Some of the board members grumbled about having paid out all this money for Ron's tuition reimbursement, only to have him leave a year after getting his doctorate. Department chairs considered applying for his job, but it was asking for too much work. Carl Polemnik suggested that they really should have an administrative farewell dinner for him.
"I did not always agree with him," shouted Carl. "But can any of you tell me that you ever doubted his sincerity?"
Even Margaret Filko conceded this point, and so a dinner was arranged. Ron asked Joyce Garrett out for a drink. The prospect of meeting Ron in a bar made her squirm a little bit. She always felt this closeness with him, and he made her feel like he could not manage without her. She knew that he found her attractive, and this pleased Joyce greatly. It was a local bar, and Joyce almost hoped that one of her husband's friends would be there so that she would have to explain herself. But what if he was going to make a pass at her? What if he had been waiting until he was not going to be her boss anymore? What then? She dismissed it as a silly idea. But wouldn't it be nice if someone was going to want something slightly indecent with her? Particularly if that person was a boss she could say had made her do things. Joyce flushed. Her husband was a good man, and he loved her, and she loved him. But she also knew that he did not feel that same spark when he saw her naked body anymore. He was a little too comfortable with her, maybe even complacent. She actually felt herself blush when he walked into the bar and smiled at her, sitting there, waiting for him. She had wine, he had a mixed drink. She would have figured him for scotch, but he ordered a rum and coke. "Thanks for meeting me," said Ron. Joyce decided to play. "Dr. Tuck, I cannot imagine why you wanted to meet me in private this way." Then she saw the confused look on his face and laughed and reached for his hand. She squeezed it and said, "I'm only teasing, Ron." He smiled, relaxed, and said, "You know that I'm leaving." Joyce looked at him like it was Captain Obvious. "Yes, Ron. Everyone in the building knows that you are leaving by now." "It's incredible to me, the way that happens," said Ron. "Some of the girls told me that I would miss you, and others said that I was finally being let out of my cage," said Joyce. "How do you feel, Joyce?" Ron made eye contact. She had been great for him. He truly wanted to know how she felt. "To be honest," said Joyce, "I feel a little abandoned. So does Frankie. So does Lois. I only know how to do things your way, and now I will have to learn to adjust to a new boss." Joyce felt a pang of sadness. A new boss who would not treat her as an equal. "Suppose you came with me," said Ron. "I'm going to need someone that I know I can trust. Joyce, I was hoping it would be you." Joyce was startled. He wanted to take her with him? Did he even have the power to offer her a job yet? "I don't know what to say." "It seems I'm going to have several secretaries," said Ron, still amazed and totally confused about what that meant. "But my main secretary is going with my new boss. There's going to be an opening." Joyce Garrett felt a shiver of fear. Of course, This was what he wanted. Why had she thought anything else? More money? A new place to work? Away from all her friends? Away from the school that she graduated from? No. She would not even consider it. I don't know, Ron. I just want you to sleep on it, said Ron, with that playful grin that she had seen only a few times before, the one that made everything seem a bit naughty. And talk it over at home. Oh, Joyce intended to have fun talking it over at home, but there was no way that she was going to do it.